أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا. وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما. يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمرسلات عرفا فالعاصفات عصفا والناشرات نشرا فالفارقات فرقا فالملقيات ذكرا عذرا أو نذرا إنما توعدون لواقع. فإذا النجوم طمست وإذا السماء فرجت وإذا الجبال نسفت وإذا الرسل أقتت لأي يوم أجلت ليوم الفصل. وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. ألم نهلك الأولين ثم نتبعهم الآخرين كذلك نفعل بالمجرمين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. Indeed, this is admonition. Then whoever wishes, let him take path to his Rabb. And you will not wish, you will not will until Allah Ta'ala wills. And Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom. He admits whomsoever He wills to His mercy. And for the sinners, He has prepared a grievous punishment. Just reflect over the two verses. Whoever wills, let him take a path to his Rabb. And you will only be able to will if Allah Ta'ala wills. Getting onto righteousness is not of your own accord. It is the blessing and the grace of Allah Ta'ala. So no matter what level of piety a person has reached up to, he needs to feel totally dependent and helpless to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is His mercy and His grace that will take him forward and that will guide him. And when a person feels complacent, he feels too confident of himself, he regards himself to be pious, and this is a point of his decline. He will fall down. So piety actually is that we feel that feeling of total dependence and we plead and we beg Allah Ta'ala for that continuous bounty of His. By the wind sent forth for the benefit of man, and the violent storms and those storms that scatter the clouds, and by those winds that separate the clouds one from the other and inspire men with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either by excusing themselves or either as a warning. The storms or the winds that then push up the clouds, and the clouds then scattered according to the decision of Allah Ta'ala, and then after they have scattered wherever they have to move, after they have rained, then they split again, they separate again, and فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا. And at times these winds inspire you with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes it's favorable winds. So for the good, it becomes an occasion to present the excuses. They see the grace of Allah Ta'ala, and thereafter they understand that they were weak. They did not show that level of gratitude, so they present excuses to Allah Ta'ala to get themselves forgiven. And then there are those that are adamant and steeped into sin. So these clouds or these winds act as warning for them. Indeed, whatever you've been warned about is definitely coming to pass. So, when the stars are covered in darkness, and the skies are split, and the mountains are crushed and flying around like dust, and when the Rasuls and the Anbiya are all assembled, for which day was this matter postponed? These portents, for which day were they all postponed? For the day of sorting out. And what will explain to you what is the day of sorting about? Woe and destruction on that day for those who reject the truth. Have we not destroyed the former generations, and then we joined up to them the coming and the latter generations? In this manner do we deal with the sinners. Woe on that day for those who reject the truth. Have we not created you from a despicable fluid? Then we have placed you in a secure place to a period determined, and we are the ones who determine, and how well do we determine? And woe on that day for those who reject the truth. And have we not made the earth a place to, have we not made the earth a place to be, to get together? So, it gets together the living and the dead, one place and one plane, but it gets together and brings together the dead and the living, the dead in the graves and the living on the surface of the earth, one plane, but it brings together both the living and the dead. Admire and wonder at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and we have placed it in mountains lofty and provided you with sweet water. Woe on that day for those who reject the truth. Then the sinners will be commanded, in tariqu ila ma kuntum bihi tukazzibun. Depart to that punishment, to that jahannam that you were rejecting all the time, and depart to a smoke that will be ascending in three columns and not providing any type of shade, nor can it be of any use against the fierce fire of Jahannam. So this smoke that will be covering mankind, not providing any type of shade, not any type of defense against the fierce fire. In fact, that fire will be so fierce, it will be throwing sparks as huge castles, like ghanahu jimalatun suf. Then these sparks, as they are flying all over, they'll be as huge as yellow camels. Waylu yoma idhil lil mukadhibin. Imagine now how huge the Jahannam will be, that the sparks of it will be like yellow camels. هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْتِقُونَ. This is the day where you will not be able to speak, and no permission will be granted for them to excuse themselves. Time for excusing was this world that has elapsed. Now there is no further respite, and woe on that day for those who reject the truth. This is a day for sorting out. We will gather you as well as the former people. If you do have any plot and plan, then plan against me. And woe and destruction on that day for those who reject the truth. The righteous will be in the midst of shadows and springs, and fruits of their desire, whatever they desire, and eat and drink with full satisfaction and happiness for the good that you had been doing. This is the way that we reward those who do good. وَيْلُ يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And woe on that day for those who reject the truth. Eat and drink, it will be said to the sinners, that eat and enjoy a little your short stay in this world, then you have lost your goal, you have lost your objective, then go on eating and enjoying for a short while your health, your wealth, and the good that you seek, enjoy all that. For you are sinners, and destruction on that day for those who reject the truth. And when they are told to bow down to Allah Ta'ala, they refuse to do so. وَيْلُ يَوْمَ إِذِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And woe on that day for those who reject the truth. Then which message will they ever believe in thereafter? May Allah give us the